Once upon a time, the Red Wolf called the South and Eastern United States from Texas to Pennsylvania home. Today, there are fewer than 40 wolves left in the wild. The species is what's called functionally extinct, with most of the remaining 200 or so wolves in captivity. The Trump administration is proposing changes to the Endangered Species Act that conservationists worry could end what little protection remains for the red wolves left in the wild. I'm Lynn Hatter. Shrouded among big cypress and Spanish oak trees and backing up to a swamp is the Tallahassee Museum, with its wooden structures, metal gates, and sand and dirt-covered paths. It's spread over 52 acres and chronicles Florida's history, from a small Reconstruction-era one-room schoolhouse to the grand plantation-style home of a descendant of George Washington. It's also home to Florida's wild history, bald eagles and owls, gopher tortoises, panthers, black bears, and the wild turkey.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
There you go.
That's awesome. That's museum animal curator Mike Jones. For the past year, Jones and assistant curator Susie Buzzo have watched over a pack of red wolves that are calling the museum home. This group includes a mother and father along with their four pups. The hope is the family will help the population keep growing, but saving the animal is difficult. Because their numbers are so small, conservationists have to carefully monitor how and where red wolves breed.
But at this time, the mother wolf we have, she's already had two litters, and they've been decent-sized litters, and they didn't want her to breed this year because she's too overly represented. So they have to look at the best genetics, and they go up the line in the mean kinship list, and then they try to get the best pairs with the least genetics in common.
This careful selection has brought the population from 14 in the 1970s to more than 200 today. Attempts to reintroduce the red wolf into the wild have been challenging at best. At one point, there were up to 130 wolves living on a reserve in North Carolina, but some wandered off and were shot when people mistook them for coyotes. That led to a hold being placed on further introductions. Buzzo says the remaining 35 wolves on the reserve are now facing a new threat under proposed rule changes to the Endangered Species Act.
They're going to reduce the protection for any wolves that wander off the refuge. And what we learned in the meeting was that there are more than one of the wild packs that are actually currently living off the refuge. So the reduced protection could get those red wolves shot.
Those proposed changes could also lessen the chances for red wolves in captive breeding programs like the Tallahassee Museum's ever being released. The Trump administration says it's trying to strike a balance between the needs of people and the needs of the environment. But Jones thinks that's a false choice.
We have to decide whether we want to develop the whole world or if we want to leave places for wildlife to live. And what is the intrinsic value, you know?
As for the pack in Tallahassee, the father will go to a facility in Louisiana to be bred with another female, and the lone female pup will get her pick of mates at a facility in New York. The last day for the public to comment on the proposed changes is Monday, July 30th. Comments can be submitted online to the Federal Register. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.